High School Basketball is now on the air. Thanks for tuning in to coverage of high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3 FM and online at mscsports.net. Let's head courtside for today's play-by-play with John Nixon.
And good evening, everybody, from Mound City High School. It's time for the district final in Class 1, District 16, Mound City, the number one ranked team in the state and the host of this district. Panthers coming in here tonight, 24 wins on the year, one loss on the year. That 2 weeks ago now almost, they played Class 3 school and got whipped down at the Hall of Fame Classic. But that was simply a matter of wanting big-time competition. They got it, and they didn't come in on the good end of that score that day. But so since then, it's been all wins for the Panthers, 24 up, one down on the year, ranked number one in Class 1. The Worth County Tigers, Coach Les New, his squad comes in here tonight with a record of 16 wins and 6 losses. They have won 11 straight here. 11 straight for Worth County. They lost earlier this year to Mound City, 65-50. That was back in the early part of January. 65-50 was the final in that one. The two teams get here by virtue of winning, obviously, in the earlier rounds. Mound City boys in the their first round of the tournament, which actually was the semifinals here on Tuesday night. They beat Rockport 64-37. Worth County won on Saturday. They beat Southfold 53-42. Then it was Worth County over number two seed Platte Valley 61-40 on Tuesday night. And here they are tonight against the Mound City Panthers, number one team looking to advance to the next round. Speaking of that next round, the winner tonight will move on to play next week on Tuesday at St. Joe at Civic Arena in the next round. The Missouri High School Tournament action. That would be the sectionals. The District 16 champion takes on the District 15 champion. Stanberry is, you never know for sure, but the likely opponent there. Then they would play a week from Saturday on March 5th in the quarterfinals, again, back at Civic Arena in St. Joseph, Missouri. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, it's also an educational experience for the students involved because high school activities are about learning life values. Your friends at Sunny 101.3 Radio and the Missouri State High School Activity Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching positive lessons and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight here at Mound City. For the visitors from Worth County tonight, Coach Les New will go with a 5'7" junior, Levi Cassavant, in the starting lineup tonight. Also starting tonight for Worth County is 6'1" senior, Jackson Smith. 5'8" sophomore, Tyler New, a starter tonight. A 6'2" senior, Eden Gladstone. And Jackson Rundy is a 6-foot senior. Again, your starters tonight, Levi Cassavant, Jackson Smith, Tyler New, Eden Gladstone, and Jackson Rundy for Worth County. For Mound City tonight, Coach Ryan Osborne going with seniors, an all-senior lineup here tonight at Mound City. They'll include 6-foot senior Brendan Tubbs, who did not play on Tuesday night. He was beat up a little bit and injured in that ball game, but did not play in that one. William Rother is a 6'3" senior. He'll be in the starting lineup tonight for Mound City, along with William Heck, a 5'10" senior. Will Young is a 6'3" senior, and of course, 6'3" senior Tony Osborne, the career 3,000-point scorer for the Mound City Panthers. Before they do the starters, to the crowd on hand here tonight at Mound City, they're going to have the national anthem while they're playing that recording here. We'll take a 2-minute break, and then we will be back here at Mound City on Sunny 101.3.
The Mound City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 school system, Panther pride.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we walk me back here as we get ready. The starters have been introduced here to the crowd on hand tonight. And a big crowd it is here at Mound City. Always nice to get to host your own district. Tony Augert introduced, now William Rother. And a little change here from what we were told earlier. The fans are going to start Gavin Summer, the 6'7 senior tonight, in place of Brendan Tutt, so Brendan is not starting tonight. That we had it right. It'll be Tony Osborne, William Rother, William Heck, Will Young, and Gavin Summers for the Panthers. Coach Ryan Osborne out there, final instructions for his starters. It will be Gavin Summers stepping into the center circle for Mound City. Mound City. Left to right, they will go toward the south end here in the first half tonight. Stepping in for Worth County in that center circle, Aiden Gladstone, a 6'2 senior. He had 21 the last time these two teams met. And we're getting everybody, Mr. Jake Shipman, the athletic director at Mound City. He's out mopping up with the little bit of snow we had. Everybody's tracking in a little melted the snow, some water, so they're taking care of that on the sidelines here tonight. Part of the game, last thing is get some of the kids hurt, slipping on somebody's water they drug in here prior to the ball game. He's made it to midcourt. There we go. Now we've reached three-quarter court. The thankless jobs you do when you reach the point of being principal and athletic director. But the important jobs they are. Here we go. Center steps in against Gladstone. Mound City, everybody on the defensive end. And the ball goes forward. It's picked off by Ruther to Osborne for three. Off the pad he goes. Tony Osborne hits a three-pointer 5 seconds into the ball game, and the Panthers off to a quick start. Osborne had 39 here Tuesday night. Off we go, out to the left side. Castleball with the basketball, passes off, gives it away, now to Gladstone. Gladstone gets inside, back out to Castleball at 5'7". Mound City's got a height advantage here, a long three from the wing, up no good. and the rebound brought down by Tony Osborne on the weak side. Shot put up. Here's Osborne for three again, and he buries another 5 feet behind the three-point line. It's 6-0 Mound City. Mr. Osborne has a goal. It's end up in Springfield in 2 weeks, playing for a championship. Coming the other way with the basketball, Tyler New in traffic, kick out to the left corner. Brundy for three, he got it on the line. It's 6-3, Mound City off to a quick start, and an answer for Worth County. They fell behind 7-0 here Tuesday night. Here's Osborne into the paint, up to the free throw line, dishes it down to Summers, swiped away, turnover by the Panthers at the other end now. Brundy drives in, dishes across the lane, back out to the top. Now Smith on the drive, stolen by Osborne. 2-on-1, ahead with Smith, and a lob to Tony Osborne. He catches it, and he lays it over the front for two more. 8-3, Mound City. We played a minute and a half. The other way, down the lane, Jackson lost the basketball, got it back, shoots it, missed it. Rebound brought down by William Heck of the Panthers. Now it'll be Osborne working up the floor, walking it up, crosses the mid-court circle between the legs, right side, pulls up, and he's good again. He's on fire to start. Double figures already for the senior. We played a minute 58, and they better find a way to stop Tony Osborne, or he'll break a school single-game record here the way he's going now. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Old man winter can be hard on your furnace. Do you have any strange noises coming from your furnace room? Don't worry. Stay warm this winter and call Casey Johnson at Johnson Heating and Cooling. They're licensed and insured, specializing in Trane and Heil models. When you have furnace problems, don't chance it. Take care of it. Call Johnson Heating and Cooling at 660-442-6354 in Mound City, Missouri.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, if you're just joining us, Mound City up 11-3. Tony Osborne with three triples and a little alley-oop two-pointer. So far in this ballgame, we played a minute 58 in timeout called by Worth County. With it, Aiden Gladstone into the paint, falls away, up a foul before the shot that went in. And the foul on the Mound City Panthers is going to go on Will Young. Will has an assist in the ball game. First foul of the ball game. Osborne is not shooting right at the three-point line. He's 3, 4, 5 feet behind that three-point line, which we're not used to not seeing that. Here's a long three from the other end. Up and good, Tyler Hugh. Threes are falling tonight. It's 11-6. Three for Mount City so far, two for Worth County. And now Osborne up the floor, left side, double, triple teamed all the way to the baseline, wraps the pass back in. Now out from Rother, and Osborne missed one. Rother the rebound, back to Osborne. In traffic, and through traffic, puts the defense in for a layup for two more. 13-6 Mount City. Rother with the rebound. Did a good job there for the Panthers on the boards that time in the offensive end. Three ball right corner up. No good. Rebound brought down by Heck. Shot put up that time by Rundy again. And now it's right side Summers beyond the line. Bounce pass to Osborne down the lane. He leans. He scoops it. It's up and good. He's got all 15 Mount City points. We played 3 minutes. Quite the pace. Up the floor comes Worth County. 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Off the right side, into the right corner, Jackson Rundy. A senior driving, shooting, and scoring on the layup. Rundy with five, and early on is 15-8. Inbound the ball, and again, Osborne will walk it up the floor. This will be his final home game for Mound City. He's a senior. Off the floor he goes, pull up three, nothing but the bottom of the hole. He's got all 18 Panther points. 4 3-pointers already in the ball game. Wow. Ahead we go the other way. Jackson, that's Gladstone with it. Out top now to Tyler New. New gives it off. Rundy back and in. Triple team gets it away. Kicks it to the top. Tyler New back over. He comes to Gladstone. Into the paint with the right hand. Up, in and out. No, got his own rebound. Rips it away. Over Summers. Up, handed it out on the rim. And it falls in. Gladstone did a good job. Eden got that offensive rebound. Put it back up and in. It's an 18-10 lead for Mound City. at the other end. Now, Oliver leans and he travels. He was real close to get that drug as pivot foot. Now, Summers, back it goes to Oliver. Man-to-man defense here. Oliver for three. Why not? Filling it up again. That is five already. He's got 21 points, folks. We haven't played 5 minutes yet. Up the floor we go. Back, Worth County to the front court. Jackson Rundy. Oh, then Strip lost the ball. Give it away. It's Summers dribbling it forward. Heading out to Rother. Rother cross court to Will Young. To Osborne. Coming over. Double team. Will Young. Three ball from the top. Yes. Will Young says, I can make him two. He's got three. Timeout called by Worth County. The Panthers at 24-10. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back at Mound City High School, 24-10, the Panthers lead over the Worth County Tigers in the district title game. The Panthers bring into the game here Brendan Tubbs, and here's a ball to the left corner for Grant Cameron for Worth County. Back out it goes to Gladstone, down the lane, slapped away by Trevor Tubbs, is in there. Now back out, three ball, no good for Grant Cameron. Weak side rebound brought down by Tony Osborne. So Tubbs and Tubbs in the ball game for the Panthers now. Young is in there. Osborne, and also in now is Keaton Zembles. And now it's Young to Zembles to the free throw line. Pulls up back to Young. Three ball right side. In and out. No good. Rebound grabbed by Jackson Rundy. Rundy up the floor the other way. Into the free throw line. Keeps on going against the double team. Off the glass. Good and a foul. Nice job by Rundy. He gets there for the two. He's got 7 points. Mound City foul will go on Brendan Tubbs, his first. He foul number two in the ballgame. It's 24-12. Mound City is up and it is good. Rundy completes the 3-point play. He's got 8. Now Oliver will walk the ball up the floor with 2:10 to go in the first quarter. Goes left, goes back right, around the back with the dribble. 2-pointer short, no good. Rebound and a 2-on-1, driving in, and Oliver made him change it up, kicked it outside. Now a drive to the basket, up and in. Ooh, nice shot. That by Grant Cameron with the 2-pointer, and it's 24-15. So Worth County hanging around here. Now out on the left side, down to Zembles, lobs it in. It's caught by Osborne on the left block, and he says, look, I can also score in close. 26-15, Osborne's got 23 for the Panthers. 90 seconds to go, first quarter to the front court. Down the right, drive, layup, good. Nice move again by Tyler New. As we said, they were down early, 7-0 here Tuesday night, and they came back and won that game handily. Now we come to the front court. Zembles coming around, gives the ball on the right side with it. Now Trevor Tubbs. Trevor to Osborne. Double team, whips the pass around the baseline. Zembles for three, no. Rebound tip in by Will Young. No good. Out of bounds off of the Tigers. Mound City basketball with 63 seconds to go in the first quarter. Osborne will trigger it in from the baseline. Everybody in a corner of the lane for Mound City. Osborne lobs it way out top. Young had it, lost it. That's over and back. They'll say it was not tipped away. Rose in the front court, came down with it, didn't make a clean catch. And the ball will go to Worth County on the alternating possession here. Now, from midcourt, inbounding, Grant Cameron. Cameron looks to the left corner. Rundy thought about a three, swiped away from him there momentarily by Brendan Tubbs. Now back out top to Cameron. He's double teamed, gets it away. Down to the right side. Baseline jumper, no good. Jackson Smith. Rebound, grab to Brendan Tubbs. Ahead. Now Zembles with it. Keaton, sophomore, gives Osborne. Pull up 10 footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Gladstone. On the run and a layup at the other end. Tyler New. He's got 7. It's 26-19. It's just a 7-point game. Worth County hanging in there. Credit them. Off to a great start for Mound City and Auburn. Now, top free throw line. It's Young. Gives the ball back to Tubbs out in the corner with the ball. Now, Trevor Tubbs. Back to Young. Young down the lane. Wide open down the lane. Too strong. Rebound to Tubbs. Grabbed by Trevor. He'll get the ball away to Brendan. They tried to get it over to the far sideline. And with 3.6 seconds, it's out of bounds. It belongs to the Worth County Tigers. Kevin Summers back in. Auburn's going to get a quick breather here. He's got to be tanked 23 points in the first quarter here. So back in is William Heck. Summers in there. Rother. Trevor Tubbs stayed in. And at the buzzer for three. Ooh, in and out, no good. Tyler New gave it a good effort. 26-19 after one. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
Back to Mound City in second quarter. It's Worth County basketball. Down the lane. Scoop it up with the left hand and left side. Two-pointer for Aiden Gladstone. And it's a five-point ball game, 26-21. Osborne in traffic pulls up on the rim. No. Out of bounds off the hands of William Rother. And it will be Worth County basketball. I'm trying to catch what Worth County is doing defensively here. Oliver scored the first 21 points of the game for Mound City. 7.5 to go second quarter with it now. Grant Cameron dishes the ball off. Drop now regaining the possession. Tyler New, left side, Rundy. Rundy with it, and he'll go back out to the top to Cameron. Cameron will give the ball off, and they'll reset the offense against the Panther man-to-man. Pull up in the paint, up no good by Gladstone. Rebound grab by Rother, William Rother, big part of this team. Inside Oliver, he's got three defenders around him. Out to Young for three, it's up, it's on the back, no. Rebound, Rother in the paint, looks into the Young, thought about a three, said no. He'll get it away to Summers, down the lane goes a 6'7 senior, in and out, and back in it goes. Summers with two, and it's 28-21 Mound City. To the front court. Here comes Worth County driving up into the paint. Give the ball off to Rundy. Leans in, stripped to the ball by Heck. Heck with the strip, ends up with it, gets it away, and now gets it right back into the front. He comes, posting up Osborne, and they jumped in front, took it away from him that time before it got there. Stole the bounce pass. Now down to the far end. Gladstone for three. He gets it down. Left side of the foot, and he's got seven. Five in the corner, 28-24. As close as it's been for a long time in this one. Now Osborne coming up the floor, around the defense, through the lane, finger roll, up and good. 30-24, Mound City. A terrible start for Worth County. They couldn't get Osborne stopped, and now they are back in this ballgame in a big way. Driving to the right side, Gladstone hands it off for three, up and good by Grant Cameron. He's got five, and it's a three-point ballgame now. To the front we go. Osborne pulls up at that volleyball line, and he buries it again. He's got 28 in the ball game. right on that volleyball line, which is the back line for volleyball. That's where he shot it from. Down the line, blocked by Simmers. A shot to that by Tyler New. Loose ball, rebounded by Wilter to Simmers, the 6'7 senior. All the way in, and he jammed it home. A two-handed dunk for the 6'7 senior. Simmers flying through, puts the Panthers back up by 8 points now. A big crowd on hand here. You can hear in the background. Driving and the ball deflected. It's off the hand. Mound City ahead to Osmer. It's up. It's down. And he's fouled. He'll go to the line for a 3-point opportunity with a free throw. Bucket is good. The foul will go on Grant Cameron. Osmer now with 30. We've got 4:52 to go in the first half. I'll tell you now, as far as I know, the school record's 51 points in a game, which he holds. End of the game for Mound City. Keaton Zembles again. Also back in, Brendan Tubbs. And the free throw is up and good for Tony Osborne. He averages 34.6 per game, 35 points a game. Almost there. 38-27, lead back up to 11 now. Now driving all the way in, layup on the left side. Nice move by Aiden Gladstone. He's got 9, 7 in the quarter. Osborne will walk it up for the Panthers. Crosses midcourt. Now he's dangerous. Working up, and he pulls up at that free throw. Falling the line again. Why not? Nothing but the final hole. 34 for Osborne. Man, oh man, oh man. 41-29. Right side stolen by Osborne. Throws to the middle. Back on early. Stole it back. Nice play by Gladstone. All the way in. Left hand up and good. Gladstone. That's a 4-point turnaround because Osborne was going to fly in for a dunk right there. Instead, it goes the other way for 2 for the Tigers. Rother now. Rather, excuse me. That's Tubbs in to Young. Free throw circle, turn, stolen away by Gladstone. Ahead to Rundy. Layup, up and good. Jackson Rundy with the basket has 10 points. It's now an 8-point lead, 41-33. Worth County gets down, and then here they come. Osborne fires it underneath the assist, and the layup, Trevor Tubbs. Whenever Osborne elevates, you figure it's going towards the basket. Well, it did, except he shot it right down to a teammate standing under there. 2 Panthers and 1 defender. Now the ball is tipped away off the hands of Trevor Tubbs out of bounds. Gavin Summers back in for Mound City. Zembles comes out. Rother, Brendan Tubbs, Osborne, Summers, and who am I missing? Will Young for the Panthers. Worth County ball on the baseline, 3:20 to play in the half, 43-33. Mound City bringing it into Gladstone. Aiden drives in, cut off by Young. Back out to the 3-point line to Tyler New. He's in the paint. It's stripped. Osborne, one-on-one, going in, right side, up and down on the layup. 36 for Osborne. It's 45-33. To the front court. Here come the Worth County Tigers up to the front. And the ball off to Gladstone. Aiden looking from the top of the key. Now backs up. Starts in again. Summers out on him. Gladstone moving up. Pulls up. Leans. Shoots. Got it. He's a tough ball player. He's got 13. It's 45-35. Bring the ball in. Nobody stays back to get it for Mound City. Osborne will come back. He'll bring it up. And in the corner at that volleyball line again. Oh, my goodness. He hit another one. He is on just, there's no, nothing, no range can hold him. Holy cow. 39 points in the first half. To the front. Driving in, Osborne, or rather Summers, knocked down. A dribble and a drive and a layup from the baseline for Tyler New. He's got 9. 48-37. Panthers working it up the floor. Osborne, guy on him, Levi Casavall is 5'7". Osborne for 3. Around the rim, didn't go out on the sideline that time. Now with the rebound, Jackson Rundy. Rundy with the basketball coming up the floor. Now it goes again to Gladstone. Gladstone moves, guarded by Young to the corner to Rundy on the left side. He'll go around Tubbs and he steps out of bounds or get fouled. He stepped out of the side on the baseline, out of bounds. Panther basketball with a minute 43 to go. in the first half. Coach Les New is down here going, well, I played Fox and one early. We haven't doubled him yet. Now they do. Nope, it's going to be back to man-to-man. Now on the left side of the basketball, Brendan Tubbs with it. Coming around, down on the left side, inside. It will go in, shot blocked, put up by Trevor Tubbs. Coming down with it is Cameron. Cameron ahead, up nearly stolen away, but instead here comes Gladstone to the right corner. Rundy for backs out, shoots, no. Rebound, Osborne throws it ahead, grabs it. On the run, right side layup is good again. That gives him a mere 41 points here in the first half. 1:07 to go in this first half. Driving down the lane, over to the left side wing. No shot by Kasabaugh. He'll dribble to the top, and now over to the right side, Rundy. Rundy in the circle, backs out. Gives the ball away again to Kasabaugh. Now with it, going to be Gladstone driving. Got pushed from behind. Foul will be called here on the Panthers on Gavin Summers. His first, third foul on Mountain City. One foul called so far in this ball game on Worth County. From that aspect, it's been a really well-played ball game. Will Young checking back in here for Brendan Tubbs. This is fun to watch. Not just the scoring, the teams are playing well. Short 37 points and a half, you expect to be ahead. A drive with double dribble. No, a blocking foul going to be called on Summers. Gavin picks up his second foul, team foul number 4. He'll probably, well, maybe not. Coach Ryan Osborne makes no move to throw somebody else in there with 44 seconds to go in the half. From the baseline, Kasabaugh inbound, gets into Rundy, and a shot rejected by William Rother underneath. Rother, he does everything. I mean, just your basic, whatever you need, I'll do, Coach. I'll score, I'll rebound, I'll play defense. Osborne tips the inbound pass out of bounds. He does all the dirty work. He's that player every team has to have. And he just, you never know where he's going to be or what he's going to do next. That time just, that looked like an easy ball going in, and he just blocked it away. Into the game, here comes Brendan Tubbs. He'll check in now for Summers, who comes out with two fouls. Osborne thought he was coming out, but not yet. 50-37 is a 13-point lead. Bring it in. Rundy on the left side wing holds it now. Dribbles out to the top. Comes over to the right side with it to Cameron. Cameron down in the lane and now out top again. Rundy with it, driving. Pulls up against three defenders. Out top it goes to Gladstone. Eaton back out top and New for three. That's good. Either New with a dozen. 50-40. The lead is 10 for the Panthers. All right, up the floor. Osborne, 12 on the clock in midcourt, throws it ahead to Rother. William to the left side now to Brendan Tubbs. Tubbs dribbling, gets it to Osborne with 5 seconds on the clock. Baseline underneath, an assist for Osborne and a bucket for Trevor Tubbs. And that will end the first half. Mount City hangs 26 up in both quarters. They lead it 52-40 over Worth County in an extremely entertaining ball game here at Mound City. 52-40, Mound City leading. Back after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgro, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Mound City High School at halftime, where it's Mound City 52 and Worth County Tigers 40. Mound City leading in the ball game by 12 at halftime. I'm not sure what their biggest lead of the first half was. If I could get you to figure that out for me. I know they were up by 14 at one point, 12 now, and then it got down as low as 4 points in that second quarter. But Tony Osborne, the Mound City outstanding senior, he came out and he put up 23 first quarter points tonight. At halftime, Osborne has 41 points in this ballgame, 41 for Tony Osborne. He's made 8 3-pointers so far in this ballgame and a 3-point play. He's got a couple of assists, 3 rebounds, pretty good half. Trevor Tubbs has 4 points for Mound City, 3 points for Will Young, and 4 for Gavin Summers. Mound City is currently 1-for-1 at the free throw line in the ballgame. Worth County fell behind, as we said, early in this ballgame, big, but fought their way back. They've got 3 players in double figures. Tyler New, sophomore, has a dozen points in the first half. Hayden Gladstone has 13, Jackson Rundy has 10, and Grant Cameron has 5 off the bench. The Tigers in the first half, they are, like Mound City, 1-for-1 at the free throw line. The officials, I mean, they're doing a great job. There's not been very many fouls. Mound City was 1-2-3 called 4 times. Worth County, 1 foul in the first half. Gavin Summers has 2 for Mound City. The Panthers were up at one time in this game, 48-35, so 13. They were up 24-10 early in the ballgame, so a 14-point lead, the biggest point lead for Mound City. And then Worth County fought it down to 4 midway through the second quarter. Don't go anywhere. The Tony Osborne show will continue here in the second half, I'm sure. But Worth County, they're not overly impressed. They're going to let him score, it looks like, and stop everybody else if they can. And they're within 12, and they're a good team. We'll be back and give you more halftime numbers. And right now, we're going to hear from our sponsors, check the weather forecast, hear some more words from our sponsors. We'll be back with the second half on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at GoldenTriangleEnergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 5 above. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 29. Lows level off around 13. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with highs around 47. 57 Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
Nothing runs like a deer. The staff of Hiawatha Implement on North State and Mound City wish the area schools good luck in all their school and sports endeavors. Wishing the teams the strength of a John Deere tractor, the pride in doing the best they can do every time, and sportsmanship, the true power behind any team. In Mound City, for John Deere sales, service, and parts, all you need to know is Hiawatha Implement. Nothing runs like a deer.
The Mound City R2 school system is proud of the players that make up the Mound City Panthers and their excellent sportsmanship. The administration, staff, and school board members swell with pride at all the accomplishments that every student from kindergarten through 12th grade bring to the fine Mound City area. The students of Mound City R2 also have a long list of academic achievements as well. Mound City R2 school system, Panther pride.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Back to Mound City High School. Halftime coming down. They took the last few seconds off, so we're ready. Panther basketball, they're up 12, 52-40 here. William Rother will inbound in the backcourt to Tony Osborne. He's guarded out there by Grant Cameron. He starts his second half. Now to Rother. Looking. Still looking. Needs some help. Now gets away to Gavin Summers, the 6'7 senior. He'll get it to William Young. The weave out top, give the ball away now to William Heck. Heck over to Summers. Now Osborne, now into Young on the baseline. Back out Summers for three. Why not? Yes, up and good. Gavin Summers now has seven in the ball game. Here's a three-pointer on the other end. It's up and good by Grant Cameron. Grant Cameron. Now with eight in the ball game. Seven triples. Here's Osborne for two. Up and good in the free throw area. It's 57-43. A minute gone by in the third quarter. The Panthers with the lead. Grant Cameron with it. Mound City on the defense. Stole away by Heck on the lob to the middle. William Heck up to get it, the 5'10 senior, hands Osborne, three-pointer on the volleyball line, up and good again, gives him 46, his ninth three-pointer of the night. Timeout, Worth County, we're back with a 17-point Panther lead in 30 seconds.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3.
Back in Mound City, 60-43, the Panthers lead. Tony Oliver with that triple now has 8 in the game, I think. 9, make it. And 46 points. And his team up 17. In traffic, into a double team with the ball is Tyler New. And a foul will be called here on William Heck. William's first foul against for Mound City. Panthers made 11 threes. We've got 7 for Worth County here. All right, inbounding from the baseline, bring it over to the left side. Grant Cameron. And the ball is knocked away from him, off of him. Summers out there. Boy, he's coming on strong here late in his senior year. Gavin, a 6'7 senior. Here's a drive. It's going to be Young dishing across the lane and a layup for Gavin Summers. He's got 9 in the ball game. A rim-racking double-handed dunk, a three-pointer, and a couple of twos. Here's a handoff for the ball now. It'll be Gladstone cross-court to Cameron. Down to the left corner to Rundy. Rundy back out to Cameron, to the top to Gladstone. Gladstone around defender. Osborne swiped at it. Got him stopped. Here's a three-pointer up. No good. Rebound by Summers off the Rundy miss. Summers will bring it up. He'll push it forward with the bounce pass. Osborne layup from the left side to the right hand. He's got 48, and I'm out of room in that touring call. All right, we go the other way now. With it is New, driving to the baseline, and now cuts it out to the right side of the pass for Rundy. Beyond the three-point line, Osborne went for the steal, came up empty. Three-point attempt, up no good by Cameron. Rebound to Rother, and a foul on that rebound on Rundy. Jackson Rundy's first foul of the ballgame. That is only the second foul of the night on the Worth County Tigers. Summers will sit. Heck will sit. Roper comes out. So into the game, Keaton Zimbles. Also, Trevor Tubbs is in. And I think if I can find him. No? Yeah, there he is. Brendan Tubbs. So Brendan and Trevor both in there. Here's Zimbles around the defense to the right lane. And did he walk? Yes, he did. He tried to stop, and his foot slid with it. 64-43, Mound City with the lead here of 21. Trying to advance to the next round on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock or 8:15, down at Civic Arena in St. Joe. Gladstone drives, leans, shoots, and scores over Zimbel. And Aiden Gladstone has 15 in the game. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here come the Panthers to the front court. Osborne dribbling it up. 1-4, offense, lob it in. Young with a catch. Right side in the paint. Dishes it back. Layup good for Brendan Tubbs. It said the other night, team-wise, 1 through 12, 1 through 15, whatever they suit up, bouncing may be better than they were last year for the full depth. Here's a steal by Young, then knocked away. And Worth County hustles up. Knocked away. Stolen by Zimbels. His bounce pass is stolen back. Either team really deserved a turnover there. But here comes Gladstone to the free throw line, over to the top, left side, back out to the top, now to Jackson Smith. Smith will give the ball away to Aiden Gladstone. Now top guarded by Young. Moves down, bounce pass to Rundy, open, passed up the shot. Back to Gladstone, up, no good, but a foul called on the Panthers. They got Will Young here underneath there, and they did. His second foul of the ball game. 4:06 to go on the third. At the line, Aiden Gladstone for the first time tonight. He has 15 points in the ball game. It's up. It's good. Bounces around and goes in. All right, we have Gladstone ready again. Free throw up and good again. He makes them both. Mound City brings William Rother back into the ball game. In the backcourt, Symbols pushes it forward. Rother drives up underneath, a catch and a shot in the air to Trevor Tubbs, and then a foul on the rebound going to be called on Trevor Tubbs, trying to get it back. His first, 13 of the half on Mound City, 3:55 to go here in the third. Now the Panthers going to bring some pressure on the defense here. Rundy inbound gets it into Gladstone in the backcourt. Panthers just a little token pressure now as he'll bring it up the floor. Gladstone, the 6'2 senior, top of the key, works right side along the line, off to Rundy, back out to New for three on the rim, no. Rebound, Osborne couldn't hang on to it, picked up by Jackson Smith. Now to Cameron, cross court to New, dribbles into the paint against two defenders, up, down, and a foul. Here comes the official, the bucket is good, and the foul will be on Rother. William picks up his first, team foul number four. New with the bucket, now has 14 in the ball game, looking for 15, and he's got it. And now it's 66-50 Mound City. Pressure now by the Tigers, dressed in black with yellow numbers. Up the floor comes Zimbles, a sophomore, stops, and he walked, him stop, walked with it. He's coming out. In comes Mound City's Gavin Summers, back in William Heck and Will Young. Tubbs, and Zimbles will sit down here. Rundy will inbound in front of the Panther bench. We get it into Tyler New, the sophomore. New up the floor, off the left side, Rundy. Thought about a long one, didn't take it, drives down. Looks back out top, needs to get it away, and he does to Grant Cameron. Cameron's ball loose in the middle, and we get a scramble for it. Players on the deck, held ball, will stay with Worth County here with 3:04 to go in the quarter. On the baseline, Tyler New will inbound the basketball. Sophomore ready. Looking. Gets it into Rundy. Left side baseline, back out to the top, now to Smith. Fires it underneath to Cameron, and an offensive foul. Tech got in there and got set. And it was Cameron coming down on him. And Coach Les New is saying, my guy has to have room to come down. I don't necessarily disagree with him. I think he might have a pretty good argument. Your guy has to have room to come down. But that's the way the call went, and he's pleading his case all the way up to midcourt. Here comes Heck. He'll give it to Summers for three from the top. No, rebound tipped away. Brought down by the Tigers, and up to the floor comes Eden Gladstone. Dribbles into the paint, turns, kicks it back out to New. Now over to Grant Cameron. Back to Gladstone. Down by 16 are the Tigers. Gladstone drives off the glass with the right hand. Good. He's got 19 in the game. Osborne against the pressure coming up the floor. Now pulls up for three. Off the mark, no good. Will Young with the rebound. Back to Summers. He'll take the ball to the corner to Rother. And he tried to bounce it into Osborne and threw it behind him. New on the run the other way. Blocked away by Summers. Rebounded by the Tigers off the glass. Gladstone with it at the two-minute mark of the third quarter. The lead is 14 for Mound City. Rundy loaded up, didn't fire the long ball from the left wing. Gladstone will fire, back up off the rim, no. Rother with the rebound. He'll get it away to Heck. And we've got timeout Mound City up by 14. We're back in 30 seconds. I'm selling you 101.3.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family-owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC-certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1 minute, 50 seconds to go here in quarter number three at Mound City tonight, 66-52. The Panthers lead. They've led by as many as 16, I believe, in the ball game. They were up 64-40, by 21, okay. 21-point lead, 1 point for Mound City. Worth County had fought it down to 4 points after giving up a pretty good lead early. Right now, the Panthers have a 14-point lead. Osborne has 48 in the game, 7 here in the third quarter. That's a victory for Worth County. They only have 7 tonight, the way this is going, or was going. To the front court against the pressure, William Heck. Heck against the man-to-man off the right side. Young coming off the baseline screen is Osborne. They get in the ball at the top of the key. Somebody right in his grill. He drives in, gives it off underneath to Young, off to Summers, and Gavin can't connect, and the rebound to Rundy. Rundy coming up the floor. We're against Rother. Dishes it off there. Now a weave out top. They'll get the ball to Gladstone. Aiden Gladstone with the dribble. Out on the right side, he moves. Picked up by Heck. Gladstone around it. Down the lane with the scoop. It's good on the right side. 21, Braden Gladstone, 66-54. Here comes Heck with a minute to go in the third quarter. Osborne down on the baseline, off the right side to Young. Osborne through a double team. They can't get in the ball. Now it's going to be Rother. Now he gets it to Osborne inside. Oh, he got Oh, my goodness. No back off. He ends up on the deck. He must block the shot. And all the way in, no good for Rundy. And Mound City turned it over on the pass. What do we got? We got a call out of midcourt. Foul on Rundy for Worth County. His second foul. I was looking up the floor and didn't see what happened. That's his second. Team foul number three. And with 37 seconds to go, Mound City will inbound backcourt. Get the ball in to Brendan Tubbs and just check back in. Tubbs up the floor with it. Left hand dribble, pick. Stole away by Rundy. Layup to the other end is good. They're not going to quit. 66-56, 22 seconds to go. Get it to Osborne. Coming up the floor, two defenders watching. Osborne moves up the floor. Down the lane he goes in traffic and draws a foul. Tony Osborne says, I've had enough of this. Going to the line, and I'm going to go in and score. And they're going to say that's before the shot. Foul is on number three, Grant Cameron, his third. Team foul number four, so no free throws for Osborne. 12.2 seconds to go in the quarter. Osborne will trigger. Summers comes out into the game. Keaton Zembles, he's in the far corner. Somebody's over there looking at him, and they'll pass it to him. He'll get it down low to Osborne. Defender got by him, and Osborne lays it off the glass for two more. That's 50 for Osborne. Off the floor for three for New. Off the front, no good. And that will end our third quarter. Mount City 68, Worth County 56. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Old man winter can be hard on your furnace. Do you have any strange noises coming from your furnace room? Don't worry. Stay warm this winter and call Casey Johnson at Johnson Heating and Cooling. They're licensed and insured, specializing in Trane and Heil models. When you have furnace problems, don't chance it. Take care of it. Call Johnson Heating and Cooling at 660-442-6354 in Mound City, Missouri. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3.
68-56, Mound City with the lead. Mound City with the basketball to start the fourth quarter. A lob pass across court to Gavin Summers. posting up Osborne on the left wing, dribbling in, passes the ball underneath the roof and blocked away by Gladstone, picked up and a shot by Young for three won't go, and the rebound to Worth County. It was a 16-16 third quarter there. Mount City had hung 26 up each of the first two quarters. Here's a steal by Young and a bounce pass to Summers, ahead, Tubbs, all the way in, layup, good. Quinn to Tubbs with his second hoop of the night. Panthers up by 14. To the front with it, Ian Gladstone, 19 in the ball game to lead the Tigers. They need a bunch. How are you going to stop Mound City? Leaning in, stripped of the ball, but a whistle and a foul. Foul on Will Young will be his third of the ball game. The first player for the Panthers with three. Two on Gavin Summers. For Worth County, three on Grant Cameron and two on Jackson Runny. That's their only five fouls in the ballgame. And this is a two-shot foul. Up and good. Gladstone with 22 now. Tigers are 5 for 5 in the line. Mountain City, they're perfect as well, but it's just 1 for 1 on the night so far. Second free throw coming up and good again. All right, 70-58, Mound City. Osborne coming up the floor. 23 points the first quarter night. He stops, he looks, he goes cross-court for Summers. Summers will give the ball up there for Brendan Tubbs. He'll hand it off to Osborne. A lot of contact, drives all the way to the baseline. Here comes a double team. He's spun, the ball slapped away from him in the double team. Here's Gladstone in traffic, hit the bottom of the rim, no good. Rebound to Rother. Ahead to Osborne. Tony up the left side. Pulls up. Back to Rother. Back to Osborne. Posting up. Takes on two in the middle. A whistle. This will be a shooting foul. Foul will go on Gladstone. Aiden's first. He had 21 the first time the team has met this year. Gladstone has 23 so far tonight. Osborne at the line. Free throw is good. That gives him 51. This next one, if he makes, will either tie or break the school record, I believe. It's up. It's good. He already holds the school record, but that's 52 points for Osborne in the game. It's 72-58. Timeout Worth County back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City.
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice.
Education.
Business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
It is Worth County ball. At least Mount City took a timeout, they said, after they broke away. At any rate, up the floor come the Tigers with the ball. Take the ball to the high post. Rundy down in the right corner with the ball now to Jackson Smith. Mount City. Zoned up, it looks like. Inside to Gladstone. Blocked under there. And a foul on Brendan Tubbs. Brendan going to pick up his second foul. Team foul number 6 on Mound City. Gladstone to the free throw line. 23 points in the ball game. Gladstone ready. He's 4 for 4 and now 5 for 5 at the line in this one. Coming to the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Fall City and Mound City. You're listening to Mound City Panther basketball here tonight on Sunny 101.3. On the way up, off the back, no good. Summers with a rebound for the Panthers. Lobs ahead to Osborne, coming up the left side. Into the middle he goes, over to the right side to Tubbs. Now to Osborne in the right corner for three. No, he's off the mark here in the second half. Hasn't had many shot opportunities. They're doing a lot of passing to the basketball. Now Rundy with it off the right side to Tyler New. Now they're going to trap him now. This little zone trap, it looks like. Take the ball to the left side, and Rundy for three. Got it. Ball read for Jackson Rundy. He's got 15 in the ball game. To the front, Tony Osborne against five defenders, throws the ball across, and it's stolen, and he tried to skip across all of them. Rundy drives, pulls up, back to Gladstone and New. Over the right side for Cameron for three. Off the mark, no. Rebound to Rother. He'll give it to Osborne, and Tony will walk it up the floor with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Osborne backs out here midcourt. Dribbling. He saws the ball back and forth, guarded out there by Grant Cameron, a 5'7 senior. And now Osborne around him into the paint. Floater up and good with the right hand. 54 points for Tony Osborne. Team has 74. They lead by 12. At the other end, New with it, just about double dribble, gets into Gladstone. Six-footer up and good. He's having a wheel of a game. He's got 26. And now it's 74-64 again. Mound City drives Osborne underneath to Young. And an offensive foul. Osborne went in there, and Gladstone got position. And Tony ran into it. And that was a heck of a pass he made to Young, who took it across to Summers and was going to have a layup. The foul on Tony Osborne would be his first of the ball game. Team foul number 7 is bonus time the rest of the way for Worth County when it's not an offensive foul like that one. Here we come to the front court now with it. Gladstone down by 10. Into the paint. Lean, shoot, scores over Cameron or over the top. That time is Summers. 28 now for Gladstone. Osborne up the floor. Ahead to Rother in the front court. William backing in. Cross court, Young to Summers. Now posting up down on the baseline is Osborne. He's got a much shorter player on him. And Summers first got it in there. Osborne with the catch, off balance, shot no good. Rundy the rebound. Now Osborne tips the pass. Stolen away by Young. Inside Osborne. Layup is good. 56 for Osborne. The lead is 10 again. Worth County had it down to 8. 3:43 to go. Good defense that time there. Here's a steal by. That's going to be by the Panthers. Pass over. Tubbs made the steal. The layup is good for Will Young. And the Panthers now up by 12 again. And a timeout called. After Worth County had fought it down to 8, now they're down 12. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best. And the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to TiffanyCare.com to see how we can help you.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
78-66, Mound City with the lead. We're at the top of the hour. Panthers will advance to play next Tuesday at St. Joe Civic Arena if they hang on here. Worth County just keeps fighting and scrapping their way back into this thing. They get down by 14. They were down 21 here in the second half. They cut it down to 8 again. All right, here we go. We have Brendan and Trevor Tubbs in the ball game for Mound City now. Young, Osborne taking a quick breather here. Rover is in there in Summers. Here's a double team trap to get the ball away. And now underneath it goes to Cameron. And instead of turning around and saying he took it out to the sideline. Rundy now out top, drives down the lane. Left hand layup is good. Nobody in there defensively to stop for the Panthers. 3 minutes to go. Tony Osborne up off the bench. He'll come back in on the next break of the action. It'll be Rother with the ball out top now. Bounce pass. Tubbs going in. And he bumped into a defender from Worth County. And the referee said he traveled with the basketball. So Osborne into the game for Trevor Tubbs now. Lead down to 10 again for the Panthers. It's fun basketball, that's for sure. Worth County 11 straight wins, nearly threw it away in the backcourt. New, here's the ball. Aldrin went for the steal, came up empty. Now down in the corner. Grundy on the wing, drives underneath against two defenders, lays it off the glass for two. He's got 19-6 in the quarter. It's an 8-point ball game, 78-70. Tony Osborne walking it up the floor to a double team at the midcourt line. Now to the front, dribbles, backs up. Still backing up, now moving forward with the left hand into the paint. Floater, up and good. Over the front edge. 58 points for Tony Osborne. At the other end of the drive by Gladstone. It's off, it's down and a foul. 3-point opportunity for Worth County. Foul, I believe, on Tubbs. Bucket is good. The foul on Brendan Tubbs, his third. Team foul number 8. 2-pointer for Gladstone gives him 30. Looking for 31 here. And he's got it. And it's now 80-71 Mound City. Early in this game, you never figured this game was going to get this close. Worth County, they are giving a good hand. Osborne throws it for Summers and threw it wide. Summers couldn't get to it. Tony says, my fault. My fault. And now 1:58 to go. Worth County basketball. Gladstone with 31 up the floor on the right side. Rundy drives to the paint. Kicks it back out to the top to Grant Cameron. Now just inside a leaner with the left hand up and good. Jackson Smith. His first two of the night, it's 80-75. The lead is 5. Osborne in traffic with the right hand. Finger roll, good. 60 points for Tony Osborne. Timeout called with the Panthers up, 82-75. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
Sunny 101.3.
A minute 33 left. Mound City 82, Worth County 75 in the district championship here at Mound City High School. Tony Osborne has erupted for 60 points in this ballgame for the Panthers. Inbound the ball to Tyler New, coming up the floor, chased by Brendan Tubbs. Get the ball to Gladstone. Gladstone down the lane. Blocking foul on Tony Osborne. He had pretty good position, but he got there a hair late. Tony Osborne with his second foul. Before the shot, Worth County fans wanting that bucket. And it's a block foul. It's 1-1. Didn't get the bucket, but he'll be at the line to shoot. 1-1. 31 points for Aiden Gladstone in the ball game. Sets. Fires. Missed it. Rebound. They're going down now to William Rother. He'll get it to Osborne. He's going to draw a crowd. He fakes his way around one. Now keeps dribbling the basketball, gets away from two defenders in the midcourt circle. Now off to Rother, right back to Osborne. And Worth County has to commit. There's one foul. That foul is on Grant Cameron, his fourth, and that's only the sixth team foul. So the next will put Mound City at the line, up 7 in a 1-1 opportunity. Rother will inbound in front of his bench. Coach Ryan Osborne sitting there talking to William Rother. As well as the coach step away a little bit. Ball comes into Summers. It's knocked away by Jackson Smith out of bounds. No, it's a foul. Foul on Jackson Smith is his first. 1-1 now. Put Gavin Summers in line. 9 points for the 6'7 senior looking for double figures. Got it. They're all big here. The lead is 83-75 with a minute six to go. Panthers with the lead. Summers ready. Up. Got it again. Nothing but net. Panthers are up by nine. Full court pressure by Mound City. Rundy will give it a Gladstone. He'll bring it up the floor. The Panthers slowing him down, eating time off the clock for Rundy to a double team. Right side new, back into Gladstone. Forces his way in, forces it up, no good. Wilder with the rebound, gives it to Tony Osborne. In the backcourt, they grab him, they foul him. That will be number five on Grant Cameron. He'll foul out with 8 points with 48 seconds to go in the game. He's done a good job. He got 8 points, and he played, I know it sounds silly to say he played good defense on Tony Osborne when he scored 60 points, but he gave it his best effort at 5-7. He did everything he could. And slowed him down a little bit in that third quarter. Into the game will come Levi Casavon, who started the ball game. And Osborne will be at the line. This will be 1-1 for Tony Osborne. 60 points in the game, and no, off the rim wouldn't go. Rebound up the floor to the ball. Rundy for a long three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound to Brendan Tubbs. To Osborne, ahead up the floor to Will Young. One dribble in, a stop, and a layup. Good. Will Young with the bucket has 7. The assist to Osborne, and the lead is 11 for the Panthers. Osborne went for the steal. It gets away, stolen by Summers. Osborne, here he comes. Up, and he dunks it through. What an exclamation point on that one. The two-handed rim rocker and 62 points for Tony Osborne. Three-pointer off the mark. No good for Gladstone. Long rebound, saved in. No, Osborne stepped out of bounds before he got to it. 8.9 seconds to go, 88-75 Mound City. Tony Osborne will check out with 62 points in the ballgame. And the Panthers have 8.9 seconds and a 13-point advantage. Worth County the ball. And the ball inbound stolen by Brendan Tubbs. He'll give it up, and it'll be Gavin Summers to dribble it out. And the Panthers will advance the next round, next Tuesday night, 8:15 at Civic Arena in St. Joe. We'll be following the Panthers, hopefully all the way to Springfield in a couple of weeks. 88-75, your final score. Mound City with the win. Back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Mound City, where the final score, they took it off the board already. Mound City improved to 25-1 with an 88-75 win tonight over the Worth County Tigers. I mean to tell you, Worth County gave it everything they had. It was not easy. It was not easy for Mound City to win this ballgame. Let's see if we can get Ryan Osborne's attention here for the game. Come on up here. And, oh, my goodness. And, again, we have the scoring. Final score, 88-75, Mound City with the win. Here's the scoring for Worth County. Let's start there. They'd won 11 straight coming to this ball game tonight. They're led by Aiden Gladstone with 31 points the ball game tonight. Jackson Rundy had 19 tonight, 15 for Tyler New. After that, it was 8 points for Grant Cameron tonight and 2 for Jackson Smith in the ballgame. They hit 8 out of 10 free throws in tonight's ballgame for the win. They made, I had them for 8 three-pointers in this ballgame tonight. For Mound City, Tony Osborne had 62. He set the school record again, which he already had the school record, but he reset it tonight with 62 points in this ballgame. Just incredible. He had, in the third quarter, by the end of the third quarter, he had 9 three-pointers in the ball game, and that was all he made tonight, but 62 points. 11 points for Gavin Summers had a nice game. Will Young had 7. Brendan Tubbs had 4 in the ball game, and Trevor Tubbs had 4 in the ball game tonight for the Mound City Panthers for their total of 88. Now, 88 the coach will be happy with. The 75 he gave up, I don't know that he'll be so happy with that, but we'll talk about him about that here in just a second. He joins us here. I'll get that headset on, and we'll get this going here. Coach is getting flack from his fans here. I hope they're fans. I know they got the wrong color jersey on, but Coach, congratulations.
Well, thank you. I don't think I've ever been part of anything quite like that in my life. me, that's off to Worth County because that was a dogfight from the get-go. I'll tell this right off the bat that Tony, when he was in third grade, started playing with Hayden Gladstone and Jackson Rundy, so they're great buddies, and they've all blossomed into some really good players.
Well, the three of them tonight combined for 112 points, something like that.
I didn't know what to think at halftime. I mean, I was just kind of like dumbfounded by the pace of the game, and I thought we could halfway wear them out, and I think we kind of got tired.
Well, exactly. Tony had 23 at half in the first quarter. Where were they just saying, go ahead and get yours, and we'll stop everybody else? It kind of looked like that a little bit, but,
man, I think they tried to play us man there, and I guess – when he gets cooking, it's good for us, but he did get tired, so maybe just letting him go to the basket and get a little tired was a good strategy on their part, but I'm still dumbfounded at the pace of this game. But I'm glad Tony was on tonight, or that would have been a rough game for us.
Well, you probably know 62 points tonight he had.
62, I checked in the book there on the way up here. I knew at halftime he had a lot. I didn't count them. I don't ever want to know. But I just think we all did, all the players, every player. Gavin Summers hit some big free throws down the stretch there. Every guy that got in the game for us did some positive.
Well, Gavin had that big two. And I remember a couple weeks ago I was here watching a game. Oh, on my night off, I came over to watch your kids play. And then Gavin was going up for a dunk, and it rolled out of his hand. And he had it with both hands, and, man, he rocked it.
Gavin is the X factor right now because he's big. He can score. He hit a huge three there, hit two huge free throws. He had to have been close to double figures. I haven't looked at the books. I don't know.
11.
He had 11?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, he's just been a great addition here because he didn't play the first half of the season. So I was just dying to get him back, and I'm so glad he's back.
This is a typical William Rother ball game. Although he usually scores, he didn't score tonight. I don't know how many rebounds or steals or how many times he irritated the other team, but that's – He does the dirty work, and every team needs that guy.
I would draft William Rother with the number one draft if I was drafting, because I've told him since he was in third grade he's been my favorite player, and I'm going to stand by that. When he's 50 years old, if I'm still alive, I'm going to tell him the same thing. He's still my favorite player. So hats off to William Rother. Every team, if you have a William Rother, you're really blessed, because we're lucky to have him.
Okay, great win. Worth County said they got down 21 points during the third quarter, fought it down, I think, to four after that. They could have cashed in a lot of times. Well, just like here, too, that I said, my goodness, they're down 7 or 8 to nothing. All of a sudden, they come back in their head and got the win pretty handily over Platte Valley. So, as you said, hats off to those kids. They did a great job.
Just a great senior class at Worth County. Coach New, I've known him for 20-some years. He does a great job. Just a lot of fight. I mean, it's playoff basketball. You got two heavily senior classes battling right there, and nobody wanted to go home, and we were just fortunate enough to make a few plays there at the end to get away from them.
All right, next week on Tuesday, it's the late game down at Civic Arena, which that's okay. I don't know. Stanbury's the number one seed on that other side. Well, let's say they win tomorrow night. Play them. You played them before, so it's going to be somebody you know.
Stanbury is somebody we know well. Nick Groomer, I've coached against him for 20-some years. I consider him a really good friend of mine. They will be absolutely ready. They pose a lot of different threats because they're gigantic. So it'll be a tough test no matter who wins. They're playing Winston tomorrow night, and Winston, Eric Lewis, is a legendary coach in Missouri. He should be in the Hall of Fame. This is his last year, so they'll be ready. They'll fight hard. No matter who you play in any playoff game, you got to be ready. So we'll try to be ready.
And on a little side note, Coach, I know we get things from fans often, a call or a text or a note or something, or somebody send us a message. I know you got a guy that listens to your ball games, and we're going to get him on the air on Sunny 101.3. I hope your dad had a good time tonight.
I guarantee you my dad had a good time. He was super pumped after the other night. So this is just what you guys do for all the area, Nebraska and Missouri, Kansas too. Whatever you do, it's just been amazing. You have no idea how many people appreciate it up in this park.
All right, Coach, I'll see you Tuesday.
All right, thank you very much.
Yep, great win. All right, that is Mountain City Coach Ryan Osborne. We thank him for taking time to visit with us because I know he's got a lot of folks who want to visit with him and everybody else. So Tuesday night, Mountain City moves on to the next round, and then there's one more round in St. Joe next Saturday after that if they can win, and then it's on to the Final Four for a second straight year. That's the goal for Mountain City. The goal for Mountain City is a championship. We've talked about it. That's what they want to do. That is the goal for the year. So final home game for the seniors for Mound City tonight, that includes Brendan Tubbs, also Tony Osborne, William Rother, William Heck, Will Young, Gavin Summers. Those guys all playing their final home game here tonight, and what a way to go out, winning the district championship 88-75. The final score, Mound City with a win. Tony Osborne sets a new school scoring record for a single game with 62 points in the contest tonight. We'll follow the Panthers next Tuesday in St. Joe. Well, that's going to wrap it up tonight here for Mound City. We'll talk to you next week. Sig Art Basketball over on Sister Station KTNC right now. Randy Gatula is over at the Rowe Activity Center. You want to tune in the Irish. They're on the air right now. And we'll talk to you next week. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. More basketball. Randy Gatula will be following the Johnson Brock Eagles here on Sunny 101.3 tomorrow night. I'll have the Sig Hart girls out at Palmyra tomorrow night as they take on Osceola in the district final and the right to go to the state tournament a week from Monday. Good night, everybody, from Mound City.